Where you want to start? You want to start with?
Let's start with Darius.
Darius? Yeah, I think that, you know, it's an opportunity for us to try to get better. I think it's, you know, someone that plays, obviously, can play both the three technique and the nose, you know, which he's done before. A player that, you know, when I was with him was very successful, very good football player. And, you know, it gives us a chance. We know that, you know, we've struggled at times with, you know, against a run. And I think he's going to be able to help our defense that way. I think it was a simple thing. Once, you know, I got wind of it late and they said, would you be interested? And I have no issue with that.
Do you like him as a nose tackle for you to start off?
I like him anywhere on the inside. And my background, I played him on the outside too, kind of like what we do with Calais. So, you know, we've done that. I think right now we're just trying to, you know, just get him acclimated from a standpoint of, hey, what might have been apples, some, you know, at a different place, is oranges here, you know, and just get him with the terminology. But there's a lot of familiar faces around him. I think, you know, Marion Hobby knew him when he was coming out, you know, one. I think Jason Rebovich, who's our assistant D-line coach, was his assistant D-line coach for all the years in Buffalo, both under myself and then Coach Ryan. So he's been with Marcel for a long period of time. And then obviously, you know, Tyrone Wheatley's here and Nathaniel's here, and there's, you know, familiar faces, you know, from that standpoint.
You had to discipline him a couple of times. Did you guys end on good terms, and in terms of, did he respond to your coaching?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just think it's part of it. You know, there's consequences that happen. You know, and there's things that I've learned too. You know, like I said before, I mean, I wasn't, you know, perfect, you know, when I coached, and, you know, I'm trying to always get better. And there's a lot of things I've gotten better at, too. And I'm hoping that, you know, it's the same for him as a player. Why should it be any different?
How much of a risk do you view it, though, considering his past off-field stuff? And
I think, I mean, we're all at risk, myself, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, at the end of the day, I think some people get themselves, you know, situations. And you hope that they learn from it. If they don't, then obviously there's consequences. And that's the same for all the players.
Doug, did you watch tape of him before the trade went down? What'd you see on
when I just heard, when I heard that, hey, that, you know, this, you know, would this be something we'd be came to me, would you be interested? The first thing you do as a coach on any player is you go back and you watch the tape. So we went back and watched the tape and, you know, saw a lot of, you know, at least things for us that I viewed as good things. I can't speak for anybody else. So, you know, I was very happy with the things that I saw, and knowing a little bit, you know, maybe more about him or the past about him, you know, a little bit more, you know, see, like every player, you know, you always try to get more out of them.
Once the Jaguars have the idea that they're going to go after Marcel, like you say, once it's presented to you, is it already the trade terms are discussed, or are you involved in discussions to say, yes, this is a guy I would like on my team, let's go get him?
Well, we work. The one thing about, you know, how we've done things here between Coach Coughlin and Dave and myself, it's been good. So my focus and concentration is just on the team here. As we evaluate the team and do things of that nature, you know, we're always looking to get better. So what comes to me is, hey, listen, there might be an opportunity. What do you think? Is there something that, you know, is worthwhile exploring? And, you know, and I'll say, you know, yeah, that sounds good to me. Or, hey, listen, this is the pluses, this is the minuses, and then we move on from there. So, you know, the one thing I would say that I've been very fortunate with is, you know, the three of us have really good communication where we're around each other all the time and we're talking about, you know, the roster and performances and what we're trying to get accomplished.
A couple of days before that, you do the Telvin extension.
Yeah. You happy?
Yeah,
we're all happy.
He's played well.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's played well for a while. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, like as a coach, it's always tough, you know, meaning that, you know, I'm not obviously involved in anything, like, you know, no one's coming up to me and saying, well, how much should we, you know, what, how many years, you know what I mean? So, but as a coach, you can see the player, you know what I'm saying, goes through that. You know, that's the business part of this thing. So, you know, it's kind of tough. You're always talking to the player about, hey, listen, you know, let's focus on playing, let's focus on doing that. And you know that, you know, the other stuff is out there. So the good thing about Telvin, in my opinion, is one, you know, he's worked to earn that. He's playing extremely well. You know, it's the same thing. It's always going to be a challenge now, you know, when you put, you know, a contract to performance. And I think it's something that's been going on in this league for a long time. And, you know, just play, just be who you are. Don't change. Don't try, you know, just because the contract comes and this thing's happened, hey, you've earned it, you know, but you've earned it for this reason, and let's never change that. And that's kind of what I've told everyone that I've been with that has gotten that. And, you know, he's great. We'll give him a little bit of ribbon. I think that, you know, I didn't get you guys involved in it, you know, because, you know, I told him that he, you know, he's got to take the team out and do all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, and pay for everybody. But I didn't involve you guys. I should have. And I apologize for that.
When you look at Marcel, if he performs at a high level, how much does that help your linebackers?
I think, I mean, obviously it's going to help the whole defense. You know, I think that, you know, we can add another player that's going to, you know, work in there, you know, not get worn down. We got another player that you got to, you know, game plan against. And I just think, you know, when any time we get a chance to just help ourselves and get a good football player, I can't speak for what other teams are going to do, but, you know, obviously we're excited about it. I think the players, you'd have a better chance. To me, I haven't talked to anyone, but everyone seems excited, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you bring someone in there that's going to help the defense as a whole, and they understand that, you know, they're playing well, but, you know, we still have to play better. So I think that they're excited about that.
How much of a believer are you in change of scenery, the fact that just being in a new place, hit the reset button?
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
So Marcel's next
stop is going to be where it works out.
No. I think we had it. You know, I think on. You know, I feel personally with him. I felt on a good path with him. You know, obviously, you know, his two best years. My last year was his best year. You know, we had the double-digit sacks. I can't speak for that really for Marcel. You know, that's something that, you know, he would have to be able to answer. But I think, you know, sometimes those things work out. You know, sometimes they don't. So I think a lot of it's, you know, up to the individual, you know what I'm saying, to see, you know, how he feels about it. Because, you know, the one thing like that I've learned is, you know, hey, when you know, and I've done this before, is, you know, I've looked back and, you know, I can honestly say, you know, there's things I would have done differently, and you make mistakes and, you know, you get better from it and move on and you admit to those things. You know, so for me personally, having gone through it, I hope that I try to give people that advice and everything, you know, that they do. And then, you know, you can get yourself another opportunity, whatever it may be, as a player, as a coach, or in your job, or whatever it may be in life, you know, and just go through and hopefully, and it's not about changing other people or anything. It's just about taking an opportunity and being what you want to be. So it has nothing to do with anything else. It has nothing to do with proving something to someone or doing things of that nature, because I think when you start going to those are short term. You know, I think you got to look more for the long term. You know, but like I said before, you know, we're happy to get them, and I'm really not – I haven't really looked back at a lot of things, you know, because really for me to do the best job I can for this team, I'm focused on, you know, this – really it's the last game of the second quarter for us. You know, the first quarter we were 2-1 and lost an opportunity, you know, and we were 2-2. And now we're 2-1 in the second quarter with a great opportunity ahead of us at home. You know, which we have challenges during this week, you know, that we've got to take care of and get back to work. I thought the players today came back, a lot of enthusiasm, which they should, you know. You know, we've got a lot of guys back on the field, which is good. You know, we'll see where a lot of these guys are as the week progresses, you know, where they are from a standpoint of if they're going to be able to play, you know what I'm saying. But a lot of guys obviously have been cleared to be on the field, which is a good thing. And that's what should happen after a bye.
The arrival of Darius, did you feel like Malik and Calais were playing too many snaps out of necessity? You think they'll be able to get managed a little better?
You know, I think those things, those are always a tough things to figure out. You know, I think when people start talking about managing and everything, you know, trying to find out what that right snap count is, you know, there's a lot of things that happen during the course of the game, whether it's run or pass, which, you know, what guys are going, you know. Now, hopefully, as myself as a coach, you know, we try to maintain conditioning throughout the year. Today we ran again, you know what I'm saying, after practice. So we try to do that so the players can maintain a high level, you know, throughout the game. But the reality in my position is that, you know, I thought that was one of the key trait of defensive line coaches, you know, having played against them all year, is, you know, how do they manage those snaps? How do they get the best quality? You know, and a lot of that's just a feel of a game. It may change from game to game depending upon how they play. But I think that's something that you're always working to try to figure out. you know, from a matchup standpoint for the amount of snaps. I don't think, you know, it's a position of taking away snaps. It's going to be part of those snaps and looking to get the best quality.
Follow up on Talvin.
Sure.
You've taken care of him, but Marquise Lee, Aaron Colvin, free agents. After you, as a head coach, do you talk to them and say, hey, worry about your performance and that'll take care of itself?
I would only bring those things up if I saw something. Like if I was able to view something and I thought it was something was bothering a player and the player gave that information to me. In other words, I'm not going to look to find issues or problems, you know what I'm saying, if it doesn't present themselves or it doesn't look like that. So, you know, for me, I think the one thing about this profession is that, hey, there's 31 other teams. You go out there, perform at your highest level, and the business part, you know, the players that perform well get rewarded, and the players that don't, you know, got to just keep working. I really believe that. But to answer your question, no, I don't do that unless it's presented to me. Or it's something that I've known that's been going on, and we usually go into camp. So I always sometimes, if I know negotiations are going on with a player, you know, then obviously I'll sit down with him before camp just to see where he is. And then after camp, and I'll probably, you know, I'm on the outside of that, you know, but I just want to make sure it doesn't affect the player and his performance or it affects our team.
What does DB need to show you over the next 5 years?
I'm excited. We got him back on the field today, you know, so, you know, that's step one. And step two, you know, we'll be getting him in there, getting him involved in practice, you know, and see how he performs. And, you know, obviously if he performs well, he has an opportunity to get up there. And obviously if he's still away, then, you know, obviously I believe we have another week if we have to go that route.
Hard not to put higher expectations on him.
Who's that?
Didi. But you have to kind of.
I haven't seen him in a while. You know what I'm saying, Mike? So, I mean, you know, when you haven't seen someone in a while, you kind of think about what the player was, you know, in the preseason and all the things that he did, and he did them very well. You know, now it's a matter of, hey, where are you? You know, you've been out for a while. You know, let's get you caught up to speed. We've been on him, you know, the whole time, which I give him credit for, from his rehabilitation to his preparedness. We prepared him like he was playing each week, like we do that with all the players, you know, that have an opportunity to come back. They're in all our meetings. They take all the tests, do all the things that we ask him to do. So he's done a very good job of that. So now it's just a matter of just kind of watching him on the field and see where he is.
You sit there and say, we're going to limit you to X instead of, not X as in the position, but just doing this, and we're not going to try and throw too much at you since it's midseason and you haven't been able to be out there for a while.
I will throw as much as he can handle. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't think we're in a position to say that. But, you know, obviously it'll be a gradual thing. We've got him concentrated on a couple of things, you know what I'm saying? That's how we started once he was injured. You see what I'm saying? So we've kind of built that. Now it's a matter of, hey, what is carried from the position room, you know, the meeting rooms to on the field and put him out there and let's see the retention. I think it'll be more of that.
What do you need to see from Marcel off the field? That's always been the thing. I talked to Buddy Nix, and the whole thing was when he's in the facility, everything's great. It's getting him to the facility.
Yeah, I think it's not different than any one of our other players, Tim. I mean, honestly, it's just, you know, making sure that, you know, you handle your responsibilities and you do the right thing. And if you don't, obviously, there's consequences. Not only, you know, we all understand the consequences from a league perspective. I think all the players understand that. And I think that, you know, our players here understand the consequences from an eternal aspect of what we're looking for. I think the one thing, you know, with Marcel is because of the past, you know, he knows what is expected from me, and I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, we've had, you know, open communication in the past, you know, and I expect that to be the same way now.
Zero tolerance.
Thing for him,
zero tolerance.
Anything, for instance, like when he was supposed to go to rehab and then went out to the clubs.
You know what? I don't even know anything about that. You know, so I don't know what was done
in
Buffalo.
Nightclubs when he's supposed to be in rehab.
You know, things like that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. So I can't really comment on what happened to him there.
Doug, what kind of feedback are you getting on Linder's conditioning and strength?
Last week we had the conditioning strength being at a good level, you know what I'm saying? And I think now we have it back to where he was. So I feel very good about that. He's, you know, cleared, ready to go, and he's on the field, so we're just watching him as he comes back. So he did a nice job getting back.
How much did the week help Leonard in camp?
Did the week help Leonard?
Rehab.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I think it always helps players, you know what I'm saying, when they're banged up, especially young guys, you know, because they go through, you know, the college season where I think, you know, Cam has probably gone through an NFL season, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that from a standpoint of it being hard at Alabama, just that they play so many games, you know, the playoffs and everything. So I think with Cam, I think it helped both players. But I don't think that I can honestly sit here and say I don't think Cam would have been able to play, last week. And then this week, obviously you guys saw him on the field, so we'll see how it goes once he gets out there a little bit more.
You feel good about Leonard for Sunday?
I'm never saying that. Nope. Tim knows. He was there. Never say that. I always say we'll see because and Tim's here. He can tell you. I said it one time. I thought the guy was going to come back and play, and I said, I feel great about him coming back. I guarantee you 100% he'll be back, and the guy wasn't back. Now, these guys said they won't kill me. But
you know what I'm saying? Well, I think
really we'll see how it goes, because the more practice time you have, and today is the first day back, so you're just trying to get them loose, get them running, get them running around a little bit. I think you have a better idea on Wednesday, because tomorrow is off, so you get another day of treatment, see it. But he was out there and he took reps.